John.
Big John.
Big John.
Every morning in the mine you could hear him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245. Kind of broad at the shoulders and narrow at the hips. Didn't give any lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Hey, hey, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seems to know where John called home. He's just a drifter in the town. He stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy. If he didn't smoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he come from New Orleans and where he got in a fight with a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from his rouge, right? Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then there came a day at the bottom of the mine when the timber cracked and the man started crying. The miners praying and the hearts beat fast and everybody thought they'd breathe their last except John. Through the dusk and the smoke and the man in the hell and the giant's man in the room in the well grabbed us too fast. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
The Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his drinks, gave a mighty shove. Then a timber yelled out, "There's a lot above." 20 men scrambled from the ruby grave. And now there's only one man down there to save, Big John. With the jacks and the timbers, they started to crack down. They come to rumble on the way in the ground. And the smoke and the gas, and they threw their mind. And everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never opened that worthless pit, just placed a marble stand in front of it. And the few words written on that stand, at this bottom of this mine lays a big, big man. Big John.
Big John.
Sit Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John. Big John. Big John. Big John.